If you're a Packers fan, would you rather see him win this season or next year? Well, this season, of course. Well, as the official proud window partners of Titletown, Pella of Wisconsin can make it so you win dough this season too. While so many others are saying, wait till next year to have your leaky, stuck, or squeaky windows and doors replaced, Pella of Wisconsin can have your new windows installed in as little as 8 weeks. Why shiver like you're in the huddle at Lambeau Field in January when you can be home all cozy and warm, surrounded by family and friends and Pella Windows. Plus, 555 is back. Get up to 5 years, no interest, in 5 months, no first payment. And if you order at your initial appointment, even up to 5% same-day order savings. Set your consultation today at PellaWI.com/radio. PellaWI.com/radio. Or call 855-PELLA-WI. 855-PELLA-WI. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Let us think. You don't have to think too hard. Let me just break it to you here, okay? All right. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Welcome back. Joe Giganti, your Regular Joe here on this Thursday morning. After this segment, I got to get to the phones here. But I have a story I got to share out of Illinois about an obituary written by the family of a woman that died from COVID. Now, the woman that died from COVID was fully vaccinated. What they say in this obituary obviously comes from a place of pain, and I have sympathy for that. But it is so untrue and scientifically inaccurate, it's almost painful. It's almost painful, but I'll share that with you after the break. Going to get to the phones here. Do want to tell you, by the way, there's news this morning. Someone just asked about the Durham investigation. According to this report out of justthenews.com, special counsel John Durham reportedly is seeking a grand jury indictment against Michael Sussman, no relation to Rob, a cybersecurity lawyer at a Democratic allied law firm that represented Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign. We'll dig into that a little bit more in the show as well. Going to go to Leonard in Pickerel. Good morning, Leonard. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on today.
My pleasure.
The reason I wanted to call in was concerning this cyber forensic audit that we've been talking about for so long. I think a lot of people, the confusion is a lot of people don't understand what a huge undertaking it is and that it requires a huge building. The building in Arizona that we observed was over 17,000 square foot. We had they have to hire security people. They have to hire television, cameras. They had over 100 cameras in there. They have to hire security. They have to hire policemen. They have to get volunteers. They had over 200 volunteers. So the next time someone says, "Well, we're already doing a cyber forensic audit here in the state of Wisconsin," all our listeners have to do is ask, "Okay, where's it being conducted? Where's the huge building? Where's the Coliseum? Where are the volunteers? Where are the security people?" It would be easy to disprove this by simply asking, where is it taking place?
No, and just for the record, I didn't know it was this Leonard, by the way, when it was up on the board. So I recognize the voice, though. But now, this is a big thing. Everyone that – and I know people have been calling Robin Voss's office, and they get any number of dismissive answers, but – The most frequent one is, yes, we are. We are doing a forensic audit. Now, I would challenge, I don't think that Robin Effing Voss actually knows the definite. I don't think he could define it if you asked him. I'm not sure that Justice Gableman could define it if you ask him. You've seen it firsthand what's being done. You just pointed out there's obvious ways that we can point out they're not doing it. What do you, I mean, I guess as you see, because you're plugged into politics, what do you see as being the big roadblocks here? Or I guess, do you think I'm missing something? Because to me, the roadblock is Robin Voss. For whatever reason, he doesn't want to let this be done the way it needs to be done. And he's slow walking it until time runs out. And what I mean by that is that by the time they get around to doing something or giving an answer, well, gosh, the elections are just 6, 7, 8 months away. We've really got to focus. We can't worry about this right now.
No, you're not missing a single thing, Joe, as usual. You're certainly not missing anything. Yes, Robin Voss is the obstructionist. A lot of people don't know that the contract with Justice Gableman is made just between Robin Voss and Justice Gableman. In other words, Robin Voss is paying the justice, and he's got strict instructions in the contract that he is to report only to Robin Voss. He basically signed a non-disclosure agreement with Robin Voss. So the report will go right to Robin. Nothing is to be released unless it's approved by Robin Voss. Now, you tell me who the obstructionist is here.
Well, you know, exactly that. That is the antithesis of transparency. Leonard, I appreciate you calling and enlightening us as always. We're up against the break, but we'll have to talk more about this in another day here, because we've got to get action out of this.
This is the Regular Joe Radio Show.